My beautiful girls, are you out there searching for real love? Join me and my guest co-host Brittany as we talk about soulmates, to believe or not to believe.
What's up, my beautiful girls? It's your girl, J. Marie, and this is Girl Talk with J. Marie. Yes, y'all, it's Girl Talk, but a wise man is listening. And today, I'm not alone. As you can see, I'm sitting here with some fun, something. Oh, yes, this is my sissy. This is my best friend, Brittany Swan. Say hey to my girl, sissy.
Hey, everyone.
Sissy is here. I'm so excited to have you here. And today's episode is important. I need somebody to talk to here because we're talking about soulmates, y'all. To believe or not to believe? That is the question. Now, we want to get into that. I know. it was special. I kind of like got creative with that. Yeah, I did. Just a little bit. So we want to get right into this episode. And you guys already know that I like to start it off with the scripture connected to the word, sissy. Why? Because it's important for us to take something to our closets. Hopefully we can pray through it if we need to. And this we're going to need to pray through. The two of us might need to pray through this. So this scripture, and it's tricky. It comes from Ecclesiastes. I can't ever say this, so judge me. Chapter 4, verse 10. And it's simple. It says, "For if one falls, his companion lifts him up. But grieve for him who is alone. For if he falls, there is no one to lift him up." So what it's saying is, if somebody falls and they're by themselves, Lord have mercy. But if you got somebody to have your back, and I'd like to call that person a soulmate today, then you know what? It's much better that way. So we got to talk about this. We have to. Because this is something that I think women, we tend to get. Not just women, but everybody. I think this is a big topic because people want to know, like, am I going to ever find my soulmate? If you're still single, you're really wondering. If you're out there thoughting, you're really wondering, is there a soulmate?
Yeah.
Is it real? So, Sissy, that scripture touched my heart because I was like, what if I fall? Right now, Sissy will pick me up.
You have options.
Girl, I don't want those options. I want a person. Perfect that you bring that up. Sissy talks about me having options. We won't get into her life, but we'll just talk about me. So let's just say she says I have options. So how many of us have multiple people that we might call on for different reasons? That's how I like to say that. And they're not just soulmates, but they're the person that they're there in that season. Okay, so here's my question. What is a soulmate?
You're asking me?
I'm asking you first.
I feel like a soulmate is like a puzzle that just fits together. Mm. And I actually took that from a movie, but it's really fitting. So,
see. Do not copy us.
It's a puzzle that naturally fits together when you meet someone. Like, you don't have to try. It just, ooh, things just come naturally.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel this way because I met someone where it did naturally just fit. Like, when I was in...
What you talking about, it just fit?
Edit that out.
I told her we're not doing it. She's like, if I say edit that out, this is not the type of show. It's warm in here.
Okay, but you know, like, when you're around that person and let's say you're cuddling or something, mm-hmm, like, you don't have to try. Mm-hmm. You're walking down the street, you don't have to get comfortable.
Like, do we hold hands now, or do I let him put his hands on?
Like, yes. It just naturally comes together, and you're just like, you know what, this is the one.
Yes, and then he makes you laugh still, and then y'all
forehead kisses. I don't know if that's anything to me.
Oh my God. See, but that's the point. A soulmate knows that a forehead kiss is what you like. That's the kind of stuff I think. And it could be me as just a rom-com head.
Yeah, like you get mad just.
Yeah.
You know,
okay. When they know. So you're saying that you had a soulmate then?
I said I experienced something like that.
So you're saying that you had a soulmate then?
Yes.
You think you crossed one of your soulmates?
Definitely.
So that brings me to my next question. So I'll answer what I think after this, but do you think, sissy, that you get more than one person to be a soulmate if for some reason, you know, you messed up the first time?
Well, I think you messed up the first time.
You think he messed up?
No, okay, I'll take on it.
Both of y'all messed up. So you know who you are, because you ain't gonna tell us, are you?
Yeah, I mean, I have to ask. Names,
so you're not gonna tell me where is he from?
Absolutely not.
I'm gonna tag you, so you know. Hopefully,
he'll figure that out.
And he'll figure it out. And then, what is it that you liked about him the most? To make outside of the forehead kiss and him knowing how to hold your hand in public, what was something?
I feel like this is very personal. Can you give an example of yourself?
We will after you talk. It's girl talk. And a wise man is listening because he wants to know.
Okay. You asked me more than one question.
First question was simple. Don't play it off. The first question was, what is something else that he did where you were like, oh my God. You know how soulmates, I think soulmates make you feel melty.
What
kind of word? But it like,
but in a sense, yes. Like when I met him, I just, you're just another guy, basically. Mm-hmm. And then I'm the type of girl where I love to laugh, and he knew exactly what was going to make me like smile, even when he would get me upset, you know? So the times where he grabbed me, hugged me, or, you know, stood up for me in moments if somebody came.
She loved that.
I do.
If you are trying to talk to Sissy, I'm going to tell you all the time. She loves a person
love
that
the
is.
Man to
I
be
do too. Sissy, listen.
But when I felt like, oh, we were naturally just like that puzzle that fit together, mm-hmm. was when we were walking down the street and how I just kind of like sunk into his arms, if that makes sense. And yes. I was like, wow. That idea of just fitting with someone, mm-hmm. like, even when you're angry with that person, it literally lasts for only 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you guys go back to laughing. Yeah. Or, you good? Okay, I'm good. Now, next, moving on. So when things just naturally just, you just keep it pushing.
And you just keep it. And it flows. And I love that you bring that up. When you get mad at each other, it only lasts for like 5 minutes. One of the things I think about a soulmate, and granted, I'm not with my soulmate right now. She's my soulmate for now. But I mean my husband's soulmate. This is my best friend's soulmate. But it's like, there's going to be a man. If she was a man, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. But she's not. And I love men. No offense to the people who don't. I don't care who you love. But see, I love her in a different way. I need a man. I need the masculinity in me. Okay, cool. So what I think it is like what Sissy said, when it's a fight or when you know that they upset you, or if there's something that you don't want to say, but they know that it's going on and they say it before you, or they do it before you could bring it up. Those little things and those little thoughtful moments, I feel like that person is your soulmate. And I saw people have a relationship with their soulmate. And that is what gives me hope. That is what makes me believe that a soulmate is real, because I see someone else having their soulmate. Because you can see a person's soulmate. Mm-hmm. Like when you see a person is with the right person, we all know it. Say for instance, I'm going to use this person as an example, and I hate to put this kind of pressure on them. It's going to be a celebrity on purpose, okay? I'm going to use these two couples. Number one, I'm going to say Russell Wilson and Ciara. Now, Ciara was in relationships before Russie. I don't know who Russie talked to, but the way he loved Ciara is that Ciara was who he was waiting for. Mm-hmm. I feel like in 98% of the people in the world that like looking into couples, they'll say that those two were meant to be. And that is what I think it kind of looks like. I'll use them as the big example, because I think that there's just that thing. There's that love. There's that little twinkle in the eye. And you know that when they're together, imagine Russell being mad at Sierra for more than 5 minutes. No. You can't. We don't even know them, but you just can't. And it's not, oh, that's social media though. Mm-mm. You can see social media relationships. I know them, okay? I know people in social media relationships. It all looks good on camera, but behind closed doors. And so it's different. It's just different.
It's different. It's just, I don't know if you could really describe that feeling.
No.
But there is a feeling that just does not go away. You wake up thinking about that person. You go to sleep thinking about that person. That person doesn't even have to be talking, and you're just happy because they're in your presence. Mm-hmm. And things are just natural. You don't feel like, okay, you're in my space, basically. Like
annoyance.
So, yeah.
It's kind of, you don't really, that's why I say she's my, and not to be weird, but this is literally my best friend. And it's like, the crazy thing about her is that Sorry, y'all. I just had to poke y'all, make sure you was awake. She doesn't get on my nerves. It's between her and my mom. And this is what's so weird is I always tell my mom this too. Mommy, there's only so many people that you can be with for a long amount of time. Like if we went on a trip for 5 days, you'd be like, okay.
Right, because I'm the kind of person where when I want my space or I feel like you need your space, mm-hmm. it doesn't offend me.
Another soulmate trait. You are okay with silence.
Why did we do that?
Same time. You're okay with silence. You're okay with them taking their time. I say you who else? My mom and my stepdad, I think they're soulmates too. I feel like they were meant to be together in the time that God brought them together. That's why I said stepdad. He wasn't my daddy. But I think my mama might have been in the right relationship with my daddy too because they loved each other, but they were young. But it was like when it came time for her to get the soulmate, here comes my stepdaddy. And it's like, with the peace that you see, they're the cute, and they hold, like she said, they hold hands at the same time. They like sports together. Mm-hmm. They like to party together. They'll slow dance. It's like every little thing that you like. If they didn't like it, your soulmate will get with it because you like it. Mm-hmm. My mom learned basketball. She's one of the most intelligent people when it comes to sports, more than anybody I really know, because my stepdaddy loved basketball so much that he wouldn't even talk to her on his halftimes when they first started dating. And at first she felt some type of way, but then she learned this is his thing that he likes. I'm gonna let him like it. And now she likes it with him, and this is their QT.
Yeah.
And so now you get to spend time with that person that you loved because you took the time to kind of get to know something that they love to do. And that is what I feel like the soul. And there is a soulmate for you. For those of you who are listening and you're like, oh, heard it before. I promise, I genuinely think it takes patience and it takes experience. It takes effing up. It takes getting the wrong person.
You need your heartbreak.
Hell yeah. For sure. Heartbreaks and or heartbreakings or smashings or whatever it is that you do to get to the prince or the princess. Everybody's route is different. You might not fall in love with everybody, but maybe you get into somebody and they turn out to let you down. Keep going, you know? And I mean, that's me, if I'm gonna be honest. That is me. I don't necessarily fall in love with people, but I do fall in like with people. And I'll be like, oh my God, girl. Ooh, I like him. She'll tell you, I like a lot of folks. I can like a lot of people. And then you get to seeing like, oh, let me see if maybe this is the person. But then their colors come out.
The red flags.
That we tend to be like, oh, took the flag away. Pull the flag out, throw it, flag on the play. Run the other direction, depending on your age, okay? Some people can play around a couple plays. But if you're getting older, the flags, honey, I'm out. I'll be gone.
Don't force things.
Yeah.
I feel like for a soulmate, you don't have to force.
Heck no.
And if it's not your time in that moment, understand that it's coming.
Yes.
So, you know, that's why when Sissy said patience, there takes a lot of patience and a lot of experience. And maybe you have to meet somebody else in that moment, learn mm-hmm. about that person. You learn something else about yourself
facts.
Before you fall back into place with your soulmate.
Now, facts on facts. And I'm going to reiterate that for the people who are like, but wait, y'all don't have soulmate yet. I'm bringing this up because if I think, Sissy, and I'm going to compliment you too, but I think I'm wise. I think you're wise too. And once you become a certain age and your certain maturity level, it only makes sense to kind of wait till you get your person at this point. Because we can dibble and dabble for free. I'm not trying to be weird or freaky. But we can do what we want single. And I don't feel bad about treating a dude the way I treat him or whatever. Because you're not my husband. Now, some of y'all got husbands and some of y'all got wives. And you want to still practice the soulmate game. No, you don't get to do that. In my opinion, I feel like you had your choice and that's who you picked. That's just the way I believe about marriage. Everybody is different, but that's my personal opinion about it. So that's why I say I see soulmates together. And because I've seen this with my own two eyes, I saw this with my own two eyes. I know that it can happen. So that's why we're here, to just talk about soulmates and believing in soulmates as a single person. Most people wouldn't do
and
that.
Being single is not a bad thing.
Not this single person.
Like, don't be bitter about it and feel that, oh, you need to rush and find your soulmate.
Hell no. Nah. Wait till your soulmate comes.
Just wait. And period. Have faith.
That and everybody don't believe in soulmates.
Yeah.
So everybody don't. So I feel sorry for the people who don't keep smashing and having fun. You know, it's kind of like when you don't have faith and stuff, and maybe it's just my faith talking, because we did just get matching tattoos and say faith over fear, but we won't brag about that right now. But for real, it is about faith too. It's just knowing that it's going to happen for you. Because if you don't believe like that, then this conversation ain't going to be for you. Because all you're going to do is be pessimistic anyway. We can't change your mind. I'm just trying to tell somebody who kind of believes, like, you know what? There's going to be a person for me. And that's who we're going to wait for.
Period.
And Sissy, if there's any soulmates watching, oh, how do you feel about them dibbling into your DMs? Some of y'all don't mind doing that.
I don't mind, but you're going to have to probably go in there more than once, because I will ignore. I don't go to my DMs like
what,
that.
What if your soulmate is in your DMs?
I probably missed them.
Okay, so sorry, here's a new question.
It's weird in a sense.
But it's social media world today. Like,
it is like online dating. Yeah. I understand. And I don't talk about anybody who has found their soulmate.
Because they have.
Because they have.
Show me hell have.
It's just something with me. Depending on how you approach me, like, if you...
And that's my next question. So what is the proper approach for the DM? If it's just obviously your soulmate, you don't know it's your soulmate until you give them a DM, a chance in a DM. If that's how they have to meet you, if they don't, especially during COVID, they can't meet you in person.
I just don't like if you come in my DM, you're like, what up? And that's how, what up? Like, I know it's like a quick, can I say it?
Yes, sir.
Quick fuck. You know? You know? If you come in like a gentleman, like, a game.
What's a gentleman come in like? I'm trying to help somebody here. I said a wise man is listening.
But I don't know if I'm the professional for this.
But you might not be a professional, but if you saw, so like, remember what I told you yesterday about the dude that I was like, oh, okay. But what I liked about him, and I'll share what my experience was as far as what I think a gentleman is. For instance, just the person who, say there's a party happening, and he's the one who sticks around at the end to help clean up. To help make sure that... Yes! I thought you were about to say something else. But yes, I thought she was about to tell y'all who it was. I'm like, now we agreed that there was not going to be no information given. But for this person, he was the one that was sticking around, who tried to help clean up, who's like, hey, you need something? Can I? It's like, not on no money stuff, because we got cash. But I'm talking... Had to let them know, but I'm talking about gentlemen. Like, now granted, all y'all ain't gonna get it because y'all are gentlemen, because some of y'all be trying to do that on purpose and it don't work. But if somebody's feeling you, you know, and you are also a gentleman, hey, how you doing today? How was your day? I'd love to see what you're doing. You know, that's great. I seen you working at the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. I love what you guys are doing. Something like that. You know, I got a little mouthpiece.
If I tell you, yeah, she's really good. But if I tell you something and then you follow up, you remember, like, that's a turn on.
Girl.
Like, oh, I forgot I told you that. Thank you.
Ooh. Okay, let me say that one more time for the men in the back. Because we're going to start that over. We're not editing. Listen, she said men that pay attention.
Yes.
You heard the dog outside? The dog was like, he's trying to tell you. Men that pay attention, and we say, oh, I'm going to serve the homeless community next weekend, and you follow up the weekend, and you should be there, but if you're not, if you follow up that Sunday and be like, oh, how was it? I remember you said you was going out to feed the homeless. This right here, panty dryer.
Yes, if you remember that, those things that I try to do for myself, my family. He's like, hey, how was your sister? I know that you went over there. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh.
You know how many times I got tricked because men knew how to do that? sissy. Now, granted, they needed to do more, but that is a starter. At least you get past the DMs.
Because I think women try so hard to pay attention.
Oh, my God,
what your likes are and everything. So, it would be nice for that to be reciprocated.
Woo! That's a topic for another day. Why do women focus so much to make sure that we're in tune with what's going on in your life, but y'all don't do the same? It's called listening. And sometimes we talk too much. Girl Talk with J. Marie. But we also listen intently is what it is. Mm-hmm. Listening with intent so that we know what it is you like. What's the topic? Oh, you went to your mom's last weekend? How's your mama doing? Maybe we don't even like your mama, but at least we asked. So this is the point we're trying to share with somebody. Baby soulmate tips. If that person is doing these things for you, then you should have the idea that they kind of like you, and maybe you should give them the time of day just to see where it goes. Talking to myself. And
some women play hard to get. It's not on purpose. They just, you know, they gotta figure it out.
They got make walls sure you that you gotta break down.
Yes, and if you don't, being bothered with those walls, then don't waste your time. But, you know, no one's trying to punish you because they have those walls. It just takes a little more time. If that saying, been there, done that, heard that before, like...
Facts. Because then you gotta know, y'all gotta understand, you need a marketing plan. Because a lot of y'all coming in here with the same outfit on, with the same damn rhymes. With the same damn WYD.
I don't see the song how you, the title Lick You Down, and then think that we still gonna date afterwards. I hope you don't see this.
This is going viral. I'm gonna make sure he sees that. Okay, there's a particular person need to catch that in his spirit. But maybe people know him. Okay. It's too late. Tell him to quit sending his song at it. Wasn't sure it's the hashtag. Okay, let me not do
it.
It's
too soon. Too soon.
Way too damn soon. So, you heard what we said. And for our answers, soulmates, to believe or not to believe, we believe.
Absolutely.
Absolutely believe. And maybe your soulmates in your DMs. So, go check them, Jennifer. Quit letting them pile up. Select, not block, but accept. I think it's what it says. Either way, I don't block them unless they look funny in their pictures.
That's messed up.
No, but if their pictures look weird, like, what am I going to do with that? Moving along. So, real quick, you know, I always want y'all to give to somebody. It's important that you use your financial blessings to be a blessing, okay? I'm all about giving, whether you're serving the community, whether you're financially blessing an organization. And right now, we are going to be giving to this organization, which helps mentor young at-risk youth. See, this is what happens when... Why is it therapy? We want you to be given this month, this week, to engage the vision. Engage the vision is mentoring youth in the Watts area, Hawthorne, Los Angeles. They go out and they service these babies, and it is so beautiful to see. They give them shoes, love, school supplies. They're there to take them on field trips, obviously, when the world was open back up and it looks like things are coming back to life. So please make sure you support Engage the Vision. You'll see their information here. I love them. Shout out to Vince. I appreciate what y'all doing and everybody else that's supporting Engage the Vision. The other thing we want to do before we close out the show is this one last segment called Girl Talk About It. And what do we do on Girl Talk About It? What we do is we talk about exactly what happened this week that you may or may not have missed. And it's just crazy, sissy. This week, there were two shootings that were huge. Obviously, we're dealing with the shootings of the police officers who don't mind killing black folks still. But then there were mass shootings. The mass shootings are getting out of control. Mm-hmm. There was one in Indianapolis at a FedEx. And then there was recently one in Austin, Texas that also happened just within days of each other.
Are they finding the people that are...
The one in Austin, Texas, the last update that I had, they were still on the run. The FedEx person, mm-hmm. he killed himself. And he was 19 years old, y'all. This guy that killed 8 people, he was 19. What the hell is happening? 19 years old and he's this devastated with life, and then he shoots himself. And they said that he had a psychiatric stay where they had to take a gun out of his home a year prior to this even happening. So it wasn't like a surprise, but his mother was already concerned about him. And there's just all these police shootings. Y'all, please, if you need some help,
go and get help. There's nothing wrong with talking with someone. I've spoken with a therapist before. It, especially in Black families, mm-hmm. it's not common to speak with a shrink, as they say. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, go to church, talk mm-hmm. to God. Absolutely.
Do both. Okay.
And I guarantee, there's no shame in it.
Not at all. Because as my glass says, wine is cheaper than therapy. But if you can afford therapy, do it too. So we all have to communicate. If you need a friend to cry a shoulder on, if you need us, you know, I always say that every time somebody's on with me and we're talking about this stuff, but like, reach out. You know, you'll see our information, but like, just say, damn, I'm having a hard ass day. If that's what's going on, it's okay to have a rough day. I cried last night. I was telling her, girl, my eyes were swollen. I was doing so good every day, but I missed my daddy last night and I just had a cryy night. Like, I don't know where it came from. Sometimes you just need to get it out.
And realize your feelings, your emotions are valid. So whatever you're feeling that moment and you need to cry, let that out. Because the longer you let that build up, that's when you explode and that's when you do things that you're going to regret later.
And you don't know what those things are going to be.
Exactly.
You don't know what those things are going to be. So please, and the last thing we want to talk about, and girl, talk about it, is Kobe and Vanessa. As we talk about soulmates today, I have to end the show like this, because Kobe and Vanessa, for the day we're shooting the episode, it was their anniversary, which was the, what's today's date? The 18th? I was so wrong. The 18th of April. And this would be the first, or is it technically the second anniversary, where she don't have Kobe?
That's tough.
Everything we talked about earlier, that's exactly what makes me nervous about having, if I'm being very, this is my therapy moment. I'll talk to my therapist about this. But this is the thing that freaks me out, as I just talk about my dad passing. I get freaked out because what if I find my person? What if I get my soulmate? And they're the best thing ever. And something happens to them.
I wouldn't know how to. That's the scariest thing.
It's so learning how to live without that person. And you know what comes in my mind about it, Sissy? Like, all I think about is, wouldn't you rather have love, even if it was just for a moment? That type of love where somebody loves you so much that it is soulmate love. Mm-hmm. And then perhaps one of you goes away and you don't get to see them in the flesh anymore, but you at least experience the love. I think it's more sad to never experience the love than it is to experience it and lose it.
Absolutely. Especially like with other relationships that were, I consider toxic. But I enjoyed those moments. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the love that I received then because I knew I genuinely loved them and I felt loved back. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I can take those memories with me, that's all a part of my life experiences. Yeah. So I feel like everybody deserves, whether it's a friend, a sister, a cousin, mm-hmm. a partner.
Oh my God, it's so good.
A mentor, whatever, to have those moments where you feel like you are genuinely supported and loved by that person.
Yep.
I think everybody deserves to feel loved. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why a lot of people deal with mental health, because they do not have the support or feel like they are loved and they are missing that. That's why I find someone that you can engage and talk to. We both lost our fathers.
Yeah.
We both daddy's girls.
Yeah.
But we know how to, when we're feeling down about that, we know how to lift each other up. I have my sister who I know I can call all the time. I know she thinks I'm the most dramatic person ever. But she'll listen. And so you don't need a group of people.
Like, God bless you with a few.
You don't need a gang of people, mm-hmm. but you need to find someone that you can communicate those feelings mm-hmm. with and feel like you have that one person. And of course, God.
Absolutely. You
know, he's always there.
Of course.
But someone in the physical flesh.
Absolutely. Because I'm with you. I feel like the love, as you talked about, being unconditional. I just shared this with my mom the other day. I said, you know, I feel like God blessed me with my mommy and my daddy. And I still have my mom and thank God, but I'm like, I truly believe the type of love that I receive from them. First of all, it allows me to be more patient, mm-hmm. to wait for the right love, because I know what it means to be loved. I know what unconditional love feels like. Even with her as my best friend, I know what unconditional love, because I'm a condition. I'm a whole situation. And for you to get love through your everything, your messy, your attitudes, your PMS, yes. your...
Shout out to Geneva, too.
No, for real. No, all jokes aside, Geneva, shout out. Because the people who allow you to yeah. be you and yeah. not try to change you and or less love, like love you any less, it's a huge deal. So for me, I think seeing the way I can be loved by people who yeah. don't have to love me, you right. know that there's got to be another person. And that's why I say you should be patient and you should know that you deserve it. And it's happened to you before, so it can happen to you again. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think you've had it from your mom or your dad, and I know some people who haven't. If there's some people who haven't had it in a romantic relationship, I'm just going to go out there on a limb and say, I just believe with you because I believe with you.
Yeah, but don't sit in it.
Yeah, and you got to keep that.
Yeah. Don't sit in it. Like, okay, you didn't have that person. There's somebody there. Don't sit in it.
And keep your head up, okay, and get it done. And so with that being said, you heard how we feel about soulmates. And I know yours is coming. It's such a word to say. It's a word. And we're going to toast to soulmates. We're going to toast to your soulmate. My soulmate. Which we also hope are friends. But we're also going to toast to your soulmate. Looking forward to it. And please, toasting to subscribing to Girl Talk with Jay Marie. Yes, it's Girl Talk, but a wise man is going to listen. Want to listen, as we've always said, but also if you're still alive, you have the opportunity to write your own happy ending. Do not give up. Get to writing. That's why we're talking right now. Keep your mind together. Keep your strength together. You got this. Until next time, we gonna see you. There isn't the beat's gonna come on and you just jig to the beat. Okay, yeah.